Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Jason Teche, who is, in addition to being a Fulbright scholar, a lawyer, is the Juvenile Justice Director of the Advocates for Children and Youth, and has been the lead sponsor of a project that he developed there called expungemaryland.org. Jason, tell me a little bit about Expunge Maryland and what the whole concept of expungement is.
Sure, and thanks for having me on. The idea behind the project was that we needed to create for the state of Maryland a clearinghouse for everything expungement related. If you have a criminal record of any variety, that means if you were found guilty or not guilty, and you were looking online for how to handle your record to clean it up so it can't be found publicly, you'd get a series of Google results that wouldn't necessarily help you out. That whole first page included 20-page PDFs about everything in regards to expungement, which might be interesting to an attorney, but is certainly not helpful for your average person looking to expunge their record. A couple of the websites were legally inaccurate or misguided, and none of them connected people to the services that they were seeking. And so we wanted to create a one-stop shop for everything in regards to expungement, including getting people connected with a low bono or pro bono attorney.
This is a really fascinating issue because you, in fact, may be not guilty, not charged in the real world, but in the virtual world, because the public database shows that you are charged if you haven't expunged it. You are guilty in the virtual world because an employer can pull it up, look at it, and will probably not hire you.
That's absolutely correct. I think the numbers say about 90% of all employers around the country do background checks when they're hiring a new person, and 60% of those people doing background checks say they won't hire if anything comes up on a record. And if you have a record, it could say that you're guilty, could say that you're not guilty, but if your name pops up in the criminal database, the employer's not going to bifurcate between good outcome, bad outcome. You're in the criminal database, and then that's just a big black mark against you.
I think it's really important to note that expungement is a right that the citizens of Maryland have for charges for which they are not prosecuted or convicted.
That's right. It's hard to expunge a guilty verdict in the state of Maryland, but as far as positive outcomes for the individual, then those should be expungable depending on a number of factors that can be dealt with. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to make expungemaryland.org, because besides telling people how to find their criminal record or the steps it takes to get expunged through a simple series of yes and no questions about your criminal record, we can tell you whether or not it's likely that you can expunge your criminal record. And so that's really the novel thing about Expunge Maryland.
Thank you for joining me this morning. It's a very interesting topic and one that the Warnock Foundation cares a great deal about.
Thank you again for having me.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.